In 3 days' time, we will begin the extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy. It's such a fantastic idea to have a whole year dedicated to speaking of God's mercy. There's perhaps nothing more abundant and available to us, yet misunderstood and underutilized as God's mercy. Hopefully, through this year, we can all do our best to share the good news of God's mercy so much that our family and friends will be sick and tired of hearing about it by the end of the year. So this is a very special year, but it's not as if finally, for the first time ever, after all these years, the Catholic Church is going to unseal her doors of the vault of God's mercy. As we know, the sacrament of mercy, confession, is available each and every week to Catholics around the globe. Through this sacrament, God reaches directly into the hearts of sinners through the priest, and because of their repentance and his goodness, he brings them forgiveness and healing and reconciliation. God's mercy is always there, always offered, waiting for you and me to claim it. But some people still misunderstand. I don't know if they think that in announcing this year of mercy, Pope Francis is doing his best impression of Oprah Winfrey. And you get some mercy, and you get some mercy. Mercy for everybody. Popra, I guess. It's not quite like that. There is mercy available to all of us, but it's not just something that happens to us as we sit passively by. Now, today in the Gospel, John the Baptist is sent out on mission. St. Luke tells us that he went throughout the whole region proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Now, note what comes first: repentance. John's baptism is a sign of personal repentance that leads to the forgiveness of sins. It's perhaps even more clear in St. Matthew's version of today's gospel when John cries out, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." This call to repentance is heeded by many who flock to him, confessing their sins, being baptized, and then receiving God's mercy. So that should be our model, not Oprah. We don't get mercy just by existing. God is so generous. He wants to pour down mercy upon us, but we have to ask for it first. If we just